This is Dr. Olivera dictating for April the 25th, 2024. The first patient is Michael Hill. The last name is H-I-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male with a history of diabetes mellitus and diffuse atherosclerotic process, arterial hypertension that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease stage 2. The patient has a serum creatinine that was determined in, that was reported in April the 22nd of 24, 0.97 milligrams per deciliter with a BUN of 17 and an estimated GFR that is 80. The patient has normal serum electrolytes and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, the patient has, and we have been following him for cystic disease of the kidney that has been unchanged. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes that has a hemoglobin A1C that is reported 7.6. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft. After that, and since the patient is a professional driver, he had a recent cardiac stress test that was chemical with the idea of renewing his license, and it was reported negative. However, the patient continues to be weak, not enough stamina, aches and pains in different parts of the body. Period. The discussion was carried about changing the lifestyle and the type of diet that he is following. I overemphasize the need for him to go into a plant-based diet and avoid the industrial production of food. By doing the plant-based diet, the patient is going to feel much better in terms of energy. He's going to lose weight. He's going to increase his activity. And the overall picture will be improved. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation of Eliquis. Following number, the patient has a remote history of gout that has been without manifestations. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient is asymptomatic at the present time. He is not taking HH2 inhibitors any longer. Following number, hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure is 126 over 75. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, the patient has a trigger finger in the feet finger. We are going to refer the patient to a hand surgeon before it's too late. And we are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.